다 드네. 드네. 응고로 채왕 좀 봐세. 어느 뒤 드네 왕 그야 드네 임바레 예스.
So today I'm going to confer the empowerment of Guru who holds power over life.
내가 그로 채왕 좀 봤는데, 드네, 저 조바 챔벼, 담주 공바 양섭지, 드네, 죽을, 인바래, 예스.
And the guru, this particular guru is from the Tamchuk Gongpa Yangtze, the holy dharma of profundity and expanse.
我这样的大连的张刚的配置，听。我把主播干了去，明白了。今天就干了，那党部的杨子主播全部去过的，工作人些，真人白人都找不到我们去，这些他真的马马前就干了，他大连的，那能够长征吧？给真的党局工把杨子去过了，所以他我把那干的主播那干的，那些真的往真的国家人把的也是。
And this is my so far is the fifth time by practicing teaching about this Tamchuk Gongpa Yangtze, starting from preliminary and three roots and so on.
反正你当局公办样子不过的，当然做完着的，马上搞完着呢。你去过的，真正把一个的嘛，那忘记，真的听说个注册，我忘记注册，伢们只要给真的，今天去新加坡、马来西亚、Asia 龙巴去，真的 Europe 去，America 去，他干啥干了？那你，你去干的嘛？干啥的？举报，举报的马上的吧，这里，不要个太平，那我钱呢？能找这个优势？
And wherever I go in the Asian country or Europe and any other parts of country like USA, so I always give these teachings, Tamchuk Gongpa Yangtze, and transmissions and the predictions and so on.
다 가상하는 것도 들이 막 저런 제제 다 들었는데 라마 차원 좀 봐도 들어간다 산이 있더라 들어간 왕 거야죠 산이 근데 좁답 거더니 얼롱 시야대 대대 양잡 거다 죽을 때 바람 좀 맞아서 응아바기 바람 응아배 거다 뒤 응아바지 어떤 게 힘바리스
As this will be the fifth fifth stages, and so today you will receive the empowerment of Guru Tsawang Drupa and Tsawang Zimba, and tomorrow will be the sadhana and predictions about this particular guru.
我今日当俺做这趟生意给他呢，那么休息下的，生意多久都不这趟生意多久都不那么休息下的，那那么干的又效果是哪？这个那么把你是要记得，既然当，做然是要提那么提了，生意个那么休息下的，干的就那么效果是哪？那既然当，做然你人把你那么效果有的是。
And normally, when we practice the Vajrayana, there are two paths to practice. One is generation faith, and the second is the completion stages.
我突然当一个单单的，突然的，这个当不接壤去，这个第一就是做壤是要得了，这个生计就做壤，生命就做壤是要，那真的用不着的，是两年过了。
And today we will starting from the generation stage, and after that then comes the completion stage, and the, within the completion stage, there are completion stage with sign and with no, without sign. In order to practice the Guru who holds the power of life, first there will be generation stage, and after that then the completion stage with sign, like inner heat and illusions, inner illusions, and so on.
Domba siya de jiram de zoram gombar che bala tangbo tene wang mineral siya go min ba de trawa siya de to go ba meji ge wang garam ba ta tene nyam su kan de lin go me se ju min ba che bala meji ge wang da trawa che bala de troji ge thik dam ba se ne ane mineral ge de ya ma thom ne tene ti sanga lam nyam su lin go ge de
So in order to practice Vajrayana, there are two ways of practicing the Vajrayana. One is what you call through the by transforming the unripening into ripening, and then the second part is liberation part, which is which includes instructions and all the pith instructions.
What is that? Nutella Sangha Sidugala, Nazi Purgan Sangha Asin. Sang Sidata Samachia, you are Samachiana Tangas Samachia, then Hawaii. Sangha nyamsu lembar cheba la Sangha thone nyamsu langwa yena Tela ngapa cheba Tiendu ka sangha se yadri kukuris Tela ngapa cheba
So as there are two ways to receive this Vajrayana empowerment the first the ripen one is empowerment itself and the liberation is as I mentioned before that instructions and the pith instruction. Then when we say the terms are secret dhyana, so then the secret dhyana and the secret part, when we practice the Vajrayana through secret way, then the person who is following in that way, for that person we phrase, and for that person in the sense mean the experience of Vajrayana. We praise to them. That's why in Tibetan we call Sangha. So Sang is secret, Nga is to praise or to like to say glories or something like that. So we praise to the practitioner who follow the Vajrayana practice in a secret way.
The bed yar ba ji jung yue cha de pa sang de ya jie de yue jing ge cha de ya me de ya wo miao de wo de ya de ji dang ge gen ro dang de wo jie de jie de dan de sang se de ga de gu yo ma le sang ha sang ji cha ba de sang ha le jung yue ne sang go yo ma le bed go yo ma le de de sang ha sang wo to ne de ne nyam ne jie ba yin na de ne wo de ni wo yin wo de to ba de ni wo yin jung jin
and Normally, when we, if we generalize, we said to hide or to secret somebody falls or oneself fall and what you call and express our own qualities or other quality or to pinpoint other falls. This is the way to understand what the secret means. But in this case, the secret means when we even we are not looking for, we are not looking for something false in Vajrayana while we're practicing. And the main key is to transform this what you call this fall into in a pure. So that's the one way to the practice of Vajrayana. Through that way, then we will receive the all the accomplishment or siddhi. If one understand how to practice or Vajrayana, then in Vajrayana there are so many skillful means which you don't have to effort too much. And if we know the main key to practice the Vajrayana, then one can achieve enlightenment in this life. So that's why the secret yana is very profound and supreme from other yana. And the secret yana or Vajrayana and the individual liberation, when we have this kind of experience or pledge or vows, then our purpose is to let our mind free from this all kind of defilements. So whenever there's no any thoughts which cannot be avoid or abandoned while we're practicing these two kind of liberation, two kinds of vows. So the main purpose, whether we practicing Vajrayana or Sutrayana or any kind of practice, the defilement is always is abandonable. It's always it should avoid.
Today, the kind of answer not do na. Sanji ke song jebe ta do da ha kari yamba te thamji zawa de. Then nyumbu nyumbu yamba je. Te answer ngibar do. Yila chigur ta. Changya de. Yila de maso te changya de. Sotar nyamni chingenda. Chandu sambaya nanda. Sanghaya nanda
and even though Lord Shakyamuni Buddha taught a variety numbers of teachings, including sutra and Vajrayana, and the antidote for these two teachings are to abandon our defilements. Whether one person is practicing Bodhisattva Yana or the Saravaka Yana or Theravada Yana or the Vajrayana. So the purpose is to avoid the what you call the delusions.
디츠디앙 빵스야지. 뇽보 쥬르스야지, 봐. 뽕, 쥬르, 시스야지. 뇽보 랑이 시스야지, 봐. 뇽보 빵 그렸어야지, 내가 띠다. 뇽보데 랑생이 봐도 쥬르 그렸어야지, 다. 뇽보 랑이인데 가르침 시그와서, 뽕 쥬르 시스함, 시아데데 톤디. 다. 뇽보 랑생인데 다 강다 뽕 쥬르 시스함 톤에, 디, 님본도고요리스.
So when we apply the antidote towards this defilement or delusions, so there are three ways to understand. One is defilement is avoidable. Defilement can avoid. And one second one we should know is defilement is transformable, is changeable. And the third one is the knowing the nature of defilement or knowing the nature of delusions. So these are the three way to understand while we what you call practicing Sutrayana or Vajrayana. And once we receive the Vajrayana teaching or empowerment, and then it's not enough to receive all these things, but the main important is to what you call to keep the commitment or samaya, is that for example like the 14 downfall according to Vajrayana and so on. So okay. These are the samaya one should keep when you practicing the Vajrayana.
Ngudop slopung jindang sa tele tewe tela nyeba na tsawa tonga tangpo hiye sa tele tangpo tele.
So, the 14 downfall, so first one is, the first downfall is like Guru is the origin and source of all the siddhis. So if you disobey or disrespect to the Guru, then you are creating the first downfall.
Tela tangpo, pena tangpo lama ting siya tangpo lama ta, rwa, lama takje chi, rwa, takje chi gosong, rwa, tangpo lama ta la keba, pato lama ting la keba ase, tama tene lame, ta gongbe yunin, gongju lap la keba ase, tere to ting kwa mato ke lama ri se ne, tene, pena, chi ngwa na, xia yu na, langsang sa yu na, takje chi mewa, ten na yin chenang tegwa ma le songwe.
So when we consider Lama or Lama as a Vajra master, or if you want to console any kind of Lama, one must check the Lama, whether the Lama possesses, whether Lama is qualified Lama or not, by using different kind of methods, asking questions and servings and obeying him, whatever he commands, and between then you become expert to analyze, to check the Lama, and then when you confirm, when you understand that the Lama is really a manifestation of Buddha, is not separate from Buddha, then you should request the Lama to bestow the Vajrayana teaching or any kind of teachings. So these three categories should follow when before we practice the Dhamma.
That Lama can be heard, is it? Song Yori. Chocha Len, Chohida. Tawa Len, Mehida. Lodi Chanjo Sambada. Resident Sema Dali, he is it. Halam Chig Lama then Tomata, Chikija Himata, Halam Tikala. Ta Resident Sema Chig Sosoki, Tangsin Ravatone. Hako Tour is only. When a Chocha, when a Chocha Hiris, Tawa Yaba, the Mehis, Petian Yibaga, Lodi Chanjo Sambada, Resident Sema Dali, he took it.
Then there is a statement that how one can know or that the Lama is qualified Lama. It said that, for example, if there is if there is a lack or if there is dark, then we will we can know that so the nearby there's some lake, and if we see the smoke, then eventually we will know that there's a fire over there. So and if the persons have a very sharp mind, and if person is very expert in investigating all this kind of thing, then this person will know that Lama is a real form of Buddha just by speaking, just by giving teaching from Lama, or just by seeing his face, or just looking his actions, or all this kind of what you call the sign is very easy to what do you call the person will know this kind of sign very easily.
Oh, that today get the lama thing, chana. See, the lama is the one top. Lama is the one top. Sangha is one top. No, don't bother worry. And the time, my sir, this is Ju, right? Lama thing is the Ju here, but two. And the other guy is the Menga. Lama Dangwa is your, right? Lama Dangwa is the.
In order to console the Lama, then this person, he or she, will request the Lama to bestow the empowerment, and Lama will give the empowerment, and Lama will explain you about the Vajrayana, and he will give you also the pith instructions, which is not in the text but out of his experience. So this, if one person went this these three kind, then or Lama has possessed this three kind of quality, then this Lama you can be relate or rely on this Lama as a root Lama or Tsawe Lama.
Oh yeah. Oh, that today get the Lama tell us. So near by here, Lama near there, right? Look at Nieva, same Niejusina, then Tadonpo, Tambodia Lama, Martin, Yabotago, then Sane, Ale, Lama Yunjin, Tony, Tinker Mado, Yunjin Mado, Tiayo Mara, or the Lama Yunjin Tony, Lama de Tine, Takander, Tesong Yori, Lama Yunjin Mambo Tang with Gander, Lama T. Jula Chanjup Sim, singing Jita, best Chanjus in the Bill Tower de Minayan, Raba, to Jula Tower de Minayan, Jita.
So if the Lama possess all this kind of quality, then if the person he or she will disregard or disrespect to the Lama, then this person will create the first downfall. And the main important is Lama must possess the body citta. If not, the test of the Bodhis citta is enough in these generations. So these are the very important things to know. Even Lama don't have very hot or very fresh kind of bodhicitta. If the Lama have the warm heart, then enough. This person is called as a rude Lama, or you can console this Lama, which this Lama can call as a qualified Lama in this generation. In today's world, there are so many Lama like me. So when one will find the qualified Lama, then this person shouldn't disregard or disrespect. And if person did that kind of thing, then this person, of course, the Lama won't harm anything. Lama will not be like getting down or up. But the person who is creating all these falls, then this person will become broken the samaya, and he will decline his samaya, and he created transgressions and fall into the lower realms. It is not the when we investigate one Lama, it is not the we are investigating outer appearance, the how Lama looks like, whether Lama is wearing a different kind of clothes, whether Lama is having a long hair or without hair. So this is not the way to investigate. The main important is the inner qualities. So if the Lama possess the like ego, then that person or Lama shouldn't call as a Lama. So these kind of things one must know. The second downfall is if one do against the Buddha's speech or teachings, then this is called the second downfall. whether this person is a student or the Lama, it doesn't matter.
Dekhi kalande ba tonga ni ba yimba khe yes te ta ta tene somba teri doji pon la chuba yes ni ba ji ba somba yes doji pon la ba ji ji la tene chuba ji ya tha do ji ya ta den su le chuba ji se re je sa do somba re.
And the third downfall is hatred, be hatred towards your Dhamma friend, especially during the Vajrayana empowerment. Being after you receive the empowerment, then you become a Vajra friend. So if you be hated or try to harm or try to what you call taking advantage by deceiving your Vajra friend, then this is called what you the third downfall.
That doji pen se adam ko jori ji ji ren wen ji nie wen ji nang de ben ji se de ga ye yo ye ye li ye wa ye se li
che da nang
ji ji dang
ji
dang de le ren wa de le nie wa se nang de ba se de nang ji de ni ba de le ge pen ko le.
Normally the Vajra friend can be classified into four things. The first is in general, there is a general, and then the longer, like a father Vajra friend, and Vajra friend in the general, and Vajra friend in a very inner or close.
记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记忆啊,记
Vajra brother in general, that means all sentient beings. We all are sentient beings and we all have same potentials. And what do you call, we have been friends or mother or father in our previous life. And the second one is the father of Vajra brother is those who enter the Vajrayana path. And the third one is the Vajra friend in very close, closer, that is what you call the students who has one teacher and who has received the one teacher from one teaching from one teachers. So that's is the third one. And the last, the fourth one is the Vajra friend in inner, is called the one Lama and one Mandala. When we receive the empowerment from one Lama, then we have one Lama who is giving the empowerment. And when we enter into mandala, there's one mandala. So this kind of one mandala and one Vajra master is called what you call the fourth or inner Vajra friend.
Friends, 파마 찌그 빈자나 빈예 효드르 바나 나 파치 바 마치 빈자세드 니 효리 그러바테 라마지 세리 다 테마에 바드니 예 빈나네 파게 가자 파게 빈자게 야 버리세야로 바테 아테 다레로 다 내가 니라한테 쓰고 빼 되는 거긴 바게 근데 되는 거긴 바다 강다르 나서 너드나 심진 담지 뿐이바 다 되는 년 년도도 가 참아 뿐이야 이 말이에요. 아니 되게 찌게라 년을 봐. 제 컨트롤사 봐. 다도 제 봐. 되게 제 봐 얘는 내가 또 자 자동 스트레스 보고 그래.
So in general after all we all sentient beings are Vajra friends in the father or in general or in inner or in a very closer way. So the Vajra friend is, we should regard it Vajra friend as your own brother. And then in like a relative world, then we have like brother, sister, and your neighbor, then you have niece and your grandson, son and daughter. All these things, so in like that way, when we always have a more closer feelings towards our own real brother and sister. So in the same way, when you receive in a Vajrayana empowerment and Vajrayana teachings from the Vajra master, then we should regard it in the same way.
주주인도 가서 늘까지 다 때에서 용 쓰기를 봐 가서 매 계속 되고 때에서 니랑 차단성 참에 줄에 당번에 그 배 뭐만 뭐 검사로 봐 근데 뒤에 검히데 배들 남서 요거나 커버데 이나야 제가 전시 전에 가서 참만 돼서 뭐 도지 뿐이 인바디야 삼네 때에서 이거 봐지 삼을 야 못하네 찍찍찍라 도지 뿐이 찍찍찍 컨트롤시 안 나와다 찍찍찍 니주시 안 나와다 찍찍
And it is very important for us to understand that in what way we one can understand the Vajra friend or brother and sister, and we have to be very careful once we receive the Vajrayana teaching or empowerment. Then of course sometimes out of our strong custom on the defilement, sometimes we cannot control, we go over that. But in general, it's very important for us to keep in our mind that we all sentient beings are brother and sister in many different ways. So if we, condemned or disregard to the Vajra friend, then this is the third downfall.
Sangha goshung da sangha. Sangha siya de, sangha doi te basing de, ta tsama jikbar wa ngazu chilo uyaro tamda. Pena, gaju ke sangha, nyingme sangha, gilog wa sangha, saja wa sangha siya. Yo marwa, sangha 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 doi te kochi giri wa. Pena, juba kahar wa. Tik injimi ni koko. Siya nga tsama ngazu karayana saja nga, gilog nga, nyingma nga, gaju nga, tsama ngazu sangha ke gola shubwa yinzu kane. Tine te doji pinyin siya de koko uyori, mato ke, 양 고가 소소네요 이거 말이죠. 되게 상하고.
So as I mentioned before that the Vajra friend is same in different sect. Like separate Vajra friend in Kaju or in Nyingma or Sakya or Gelug, but in in general they all are same. We have one Vajra friend, but the lineage is different. So this is one should understand.
라주데 카데스 야데 마도 포 용사데 고치기로 와 나야 드니바 옌란다 와데 카카 소소 가도 마 용네 마도 포 용사 상가도 되고서 나 중국은 마도 중국 찌리 마도 야 중국 가 요 마가 중국 중국 찌니 드니 주바 주바 소소데
Even though our lineage is different, but the source of lineage is one or same. But the then after that, the teaching passed down from one master to another master, then our branches become a little bit different. But in after all, we have one Vajra friend. And also each what do you call we have one samaya which has 14 downfall which is after all called samaya we have one samaya We don't have separate samaya from the other sect. Like Sakya have a different kind of different 14 downfall, or Gelu had different 14 downfall. It's not like that. We all have same in one teaching. Now the fourth one, fourth downfall is if you avoid a loving kindness towards sentient beings. And to avoid the loving kindness towards sentient beings, in a sense that I cannot practice this Vajrayana teachings, or I cannot practice for the sake of all sentient beings, I'm not in that capacity. If you have that kind of thought, then that means you are avoiding love and kindness. And the fifth downfall is abandoning the bodhicitta, the source of all the dhamma bodhicitta and all the practice or all the dhamma the source the dhamma and it's like if we in order to plant in order to plant a good tree and in order to have a what you call good result then one must plant a good seed. So if seed is become like a what you call rotten, then the sprout and the shoot wouldn't be grown and we will not receive the fruits. So if we avoid the bodhicitta, then there's no way to practice the Vajrayana teaching for the sake of all sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
And if the tree don't have seed, then tree is like just a tree. It's like a dry, it become dry tree. So if you don't have bodhicitta, then there is no essence for doing the Vajrayana practice, or there is no sort of like a benefit for, there's no benefit, and we it won't give you any sort of like more effective practice. That means for the sake of all sentient beings. So the, this is the fifth downfall if one avoid the bodhicitta. And the sixth downfall is if we condemn the tenets of other school or the for your own school, that that's what we call the fifth downfall. And the sixth downfall, which is condemning so one's own tenets or one's own school, like within Buddhist, we condemning other schools like Sakya and Nyingma, and if we say this Lama or he or she is not a qualified Lama, and their lineage is not a pure lineage, or so something like that. If we condemning these kind of things, then this is what we call the fifth, sixth downfall of the Vajrayana practice.
So, so, Karina, Tunda Karina, Nyanan Chin, Dhiri Ba, Pena, Chi Chi Gur Ba, So, so, Karina, Nyanan Chia, Karina, Tunda, So, 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 Lama Yori, Lama Jupa Yori, Kachu Tau Yori, Karina, Nyanan Chia, Tau Yori, Te Nyanan Chi Gur Ba, Te So, So, Te Chi Gur Ba, Te Zin Zim Gur Ba, Te Tunda Zim Da, So, Nyanan Chia, So, So, Ka, Kachu Ta, Kalpa Na Ma Sang Ba, So, So, Kala Na Ka Sang Na, Te Ri Pena, So, So, Kala Yor Ba, Te Chu Ki Yen Da, Wada, Karina, Te So, So, Nyanan Chi Gur Ma, Te Nyanan Chi Ba,
And while we, when our mind is not trapped in this sixth downfall, then one should practice their own, one's own school, like one's, their own schools, and whatever practice they are doing, or any kind of sadhana. And but one shouldn't what you call neglect or blame or condemn other school. Like if we did this, then if we did this kind of things, then we are in the we are in a biased situation. So this is, this bias create more hatred towards others and more attachment to oneself.
What so, is it? 초리 초리지야 영어 봐 초리지야 나 들이 초리지 망보시 근데 망보지 파서 망보시리 들이 제나 들이 데 누가 겐드인 데 데 누가 근데 그 상하가 자동이야 근데 겐드인 데 도스야 들이 그 삼미가 레스야로 다 들이 망보 차로 들이 니방 못 사는 거 그래서 니방이 이용 거로 봐 소소 좀다 가라 임 봐도 소소 그 라면 들은 담아 가서 봐 소소 냐네 지로 봐 근데 옌제 좀다라 가가 그 야
And it is very important to keep our mind when we practicing our own lineage, our own sadhana, and how to say, one shouldn't condemn others' school. Then by producing the prejudice out of our attachments, then it will create a lot of problems within Buddhist, and then fightings, it will create fighting between, conflict between sanghas, members. Then that means we are creating what you call the one of the five heinous action. Actually Dharma, practicing Dharma is purpose to what you call, it's antidote for one's own attachment and hatred for all the defilement. So if we were attached or hated towards other, attached to our own Dharma, then that is the biggest downfall. Then like it's like we are using the Dharma as an implement or weapons, then and which will create a lot of problems within worlds. And the seventh downfall is if we express the Vajrayana teachings towards those beings who are not ready for the Vajrayana practice, and those who don't have enough wisdoms, then that is the seventh downfall of this 14 samaya. And the eighth downfall is in Vajrayana we always know that our aggregate is not separate from the five Buddha family or particular deity. So if we condemning or what you call the blaming our own five aggregates, then that's what you call is eight downfall.
Matola Pumbo Mayara, Soji Pumbo, Sora Pumbo, Dhiji Pumbo, Dhiji Pumbo, Nanki Pumbo, the Pumbo Mai Dani, Mazu, Maranzo, that Garza, Mazu Pumbo, and the Pumbo, the Garza, the Pumbo Mai Dani, Pumbo Mai the Garza, Sanji Gadani, the Sanji Mai Dani.
And the five aggregates are form, feeling, discernment, and compounded factor, and the consciousness. And these are, if we condemning these five aggregates, then we are condemning our own Buddha nature, which is Buddha from the beginning's time. Like we say, the form itself is the form of Samantabhadra, and the feeling itself in the form of Samantabhadri, and so on. Because why the five aggregates regarded as a Buddha? Because in during the generation stage, we practice and our body is not separate from the Buddha itself. And when we meditate on that, and we are not meditating like that, right from the beginningless time, I'm not sort of like my body is not not same as Buddha. Now I'm receiving empowerment. Now my body is transformed into Buddha. It's not like that. It is the nature that our aggregates are Buddhas from the beginningless time. And the ninth downfall is that if we calm, if we do the calm or doubt towards the reality for phenomena which is pure from beginningless time, then that's the ninth downfall. The nature of phenomena is very pure and very clarity, but it's not one cannot say that, oh, I cannot perceive this kind of nature, then how come all the phenomena is nature of phenomena or is pure from the beginningless time. But in text it says, if you don't see the nature of mind, that doesn't mean that this kind of things doesn't exist. And the tenth downfall is if we meditate a love and kindness towards being who are whose minds is always in evil situations, who harm the Buddha Dhamma, and who are very hard to tame their mind. So if we meditate the love kindness toward those kind of people, then this is the one kind of downfall, the 10th downfall. Because if we meditate this love and kindness towards this very what do you call the evil evil beings, then we just did, and we didn't try to help or didn't try to liberate this person into Buddhahood, then we are creating one downfall. Then the person should this person, when we encounter this kind of people, then if we have potential to liberate this being into Buddhahood, then one can. Then if even one have such a potential, then if you don't apply the wrathful sort of potential activity, or then if you just like meditate on loving and kindness, love and kindness, then this is the 10th downfall. And the 11th downfall is if we think that or I realize such and such things, actually this phenomena, and ultimately this phenomena is free from all kind of sign and name and label, but we just label that, oh, I recognize, I realize this kind of things, I realize such and such, and I perceive such and such deity. If we have this kind of concept, then this is the 11th downfall. And the 12th downfall is if the person is very faithful and very devotion towards Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, then if other persons discourage this person that, oh, you shouldn't devote it, you shouldn't devote to Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, or if this person discourage or what you call showing in a like a very wrong way, then this is what you call the 12th downfall. And the 13th downfall is after receiving the empowerment, if we didn't follow the Samaya, and if we do such if we do against Samaya, then this is the one kind of downfall, a 13th downfall of the this 14th Samaya.
Oh, yeah.
And the last, the 14th downfall is if we blame to the wisdom woman, that is the last downfall of the 14th downfall.
Hira rangin pami la sa da jadan ga tani pami chola sa wa jadan ga pami nam da tani ta pami gen da wa ji para ji ba sa no se ya se ma jadan ga pami sa ya lo de me ba me ra ke na te mrong sa wa hira rangin pami la me ba sa ju ji ba sa ko sa ba sen te song wi wa.
So women in general, so if we blame or then condemning the woman to the woman, then it is the last the 14th downfall.
So when Tambala Hirap Sangala Tadan Hirap Sangala Sangate Tadan Hirap Katoni Ta Nyanichigori is Tap Hirap Sion, Tombani, Hirap, Tony, then the Tondo, Jatanga, Pamini J. Ton Tambala, then Hirap Tombani, Chala Koku, Hirap Tony, then Mabasina, Saturn, yes, actually. Tap Ninja Chimbo Jeda, and Hirap Tombani, yes, actually.
And ultimately, the wisdom refers to the skillful mean and wisdoms. The wisdom refers to emptiness. So if we blame or condemning to the infinite aspect, then we are creating the 14th downfall.
Tumbadan Hirap Tumbanida Natani Ninji Dan Ju Ting in the Ting in the Swam Sari Wa Jiram Gombakala. These swam the Minada Tameva no Chari. What's the day Kori? Things in Swam Yava Jiram Gomala Ting in the Swam Bangbotiri Hirap Tumbani Tani Ninji.
In old ancient lineage of Nyingma Pas, if we, when we practice the generation stage, then there are three types of meditative stabilizations. The first is the emptiness aspect, and the second is compassion, and the third is the causal meditative stabilization.
Jiram gomsa tisum de yong 코는 로아이나 이 기람 때문에 양잡을 신이 되면 로그래 기람 천이 빠지 기람 양잡을 좀 로그래 아니 때 미나 드니 기람데 드니 삼삼의 라곰네 드니 문제는 요새야로 다 드니게 저도 등생이 등에서 좀 양잡아지 미네 드니 라곰 되나야 드니 문제는 요새야 다 드니게 로지요 이스
So these three types are very important to practice the proper generation stage, then a meaningful generation stage. Then from that, one can one can visualize or imagine in the form of any kind of deity. If we fail to follow any kind of this meditative stabilizations, then sometime we will heard that we may have heard that there's some people gone mad, or some people he become like a paranoia by the influence of demigod or gods or whatever. So this is the not applying or not using this one, not using in a proper way. So one must follow these three kind of meditative stabilizations. And
so these are the 14 downfall of the Vajrayana Samaya. So the people often ask what are the commitment or what are the Samaya after receiving the empowerment. So these are the 14 Samaya. And of course, when we receive the Green Tara empowerment, some person practice the sadhana of Green Tara. There's also one kind of samaya, but the real samaya has to accompanied by this 14 downfall. And but in this world, today's world, the people are very busy, and we don't have time to practice. And we often justify that, oh, I don't have time, even though I want to. But wherever you go, your body, speech, and mind is always with you. So these three doors are the main. Have the capacity to practice the Buddha Dharma. Wherever we are in this, any situations, the one shouldn't forget that I have such an opportunity that one can practice the Buddha Dharma.
Temba tanga lega samba yone nga dawa chen sam de su de na ya ken hi mina ko lun sam na de ba re de ane sen de ken hi me ba yena de pen pen do yo ma re ten ba chi chen su yo ba yena nga zo lega le de ba ka na re se sa ba ka me na re ane sam na du ba ka na ga du yena nga zo ten hi se ya ten go ro ba ten hi mina lega yone dawa chen sam de na ten hi mina pen do yo ma re ta le bo de ya ya
So within these three doors, the main important is the mind, and the mind. When we practice any kind of sadhana or any kind of deity, then one shouldn't forget this mindfulness and introspections or mental alertness. So these two are the main key to, in order to become your practice very effective. And if you don't have, don't follow these two different aspects, then even though you are in, you have a very, even you have a time to relax your body, then even you say, oh, I'm going to do like a long-term retreat, then there's no benefit at all, because your mind is not accompanied by this mindfulness and introspections. And these two thoughts, which is also the aspect of our own mind, mindfulness and mental alertness, and if you have this two thoughts, then you can practice while you walking or while you sleeping or eating or whatever you are doing. One can practice any kind of dharma. And if you just let your mind wherever it be, then mind is emptiness. Then emptiness doesn't have any shape, and it can go where the what you call. Our thoughts wants to be. So then our practice won't become any effective. So it's very important for us to always imply these two positive thought, mindfulness and mental alertness.
The one now recovery is here, right? One here recovery. Source of a camera is here, right? And the color one here, one language, and a chance of changing the body, right? The source of his salary, right? Source of the three. Can he, you know? Can he, you know? Can he, you know? Can he, you know? That's okay.
And when we say, when we, what do you call, accumulating merit and wisdoms, if you have a steady or stable mindfulness and mental alertness, then one can practice in any times. Like now, while we receiving the empowerment, when Rinpoche give empowerments, then actually there's no, when we say I'm accumulating merit and wisdoms, actually there's no time, specific time to accumulate what you call merit and wisdom. One can accumulate during the empowerment by using the mindfulness and mental alertness.
어디 다른 데에 용네 주 그런 용네 봐 용거리 아니 바로 신바토 장성 그랬잖아. 바로 신바토도 장성도 죄발이 조사야 그러봐 봐라. 진발이 거리 그러봐. 아니 장성도 내 용네 그래 능가에서 고섬 찬스 그랬잖아 찬스. 저는 죄배 응보 죄배 응보 원하래 미나야. 아니 예제 르랑데 죄바세 죄바 나래 멍보로 와 대대지. 아니 찬스 와세요. 저는 소소 능아 이수인데 잠내 공조선 야 뭐야게 그 다인 말이야 와 어떻게 되지 그거 님 파서 걸으신 바 저거요 그래서 왕경경 추경경서 나 님 파서 저리 추난경나 삼마 야보 당원나 이제 추지 진바스야 돼 진바래 거래
and for example we all today we are here to listening the Rinpoche's teachings and empowerment, and while we have listening or taking empowerment, then there is also we are also practicing the six perfections or six paramita, like when we prostrate towards Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, and if we prostrate out of morality, out of harmless, then we are practicing morality. And after that, then even we don't have solid object or solid stuffs to offer to the altar, but one can offer a body, speech and mind out of the mind. So this is the second part of perfections, generosity. So on, we can also practice all these six paramita in a one during the one sadhana or one practice.
어 제가 나기 그 빼나 초점 집합신이 도거리 초점 그냥 미치거리 빼나 장소 르 가서 르기 죄람 그봐 지 희화도 들어 죄람이야 제바도 그바지 르기 죄람 아는 세미나 세미야 고농상부터는 내 제바 제 삼지 초점 집합신
And the morality, the perfection of morality is while you sit it during the session of teachings, if your body is very calm and relaxed and peaceful and you're listening out of very pure faith or devotions, then that means you are practicing morality.
And the two so the egg and yachi tears, she rubo mother and all that carrier that's open as soon as you are rubber gummy logic. Teaching a dog wound, teaching a gummy or young tensopa, soon as you are gummy as a rubber.
And the second is what you call the generosity. Before we receive the empowerment, we do. Then the perfection of effort or forbearance is while we receiving. While receiving empowerments, then even if we are not comfortable, if we are paining or being lazy or. But you still, what you call, but we still listening the teachings out of great devotions by avoiding, but not thinking about the painful of suffering. And that's what you call the perfection of forbearance.
That's what you call. And they choose Gala, Gawa, same Gawa, Trova, and then you know what they own, and they guy in Troya, Ningo, the Trinity.
And this next is what you call the effort. The effort is we all came here to listen to the Dhamma out of very joyful, that's what you call the. Perfection of effort.
Oh, that's something. Same tempo, general, same mayam, which is the same thing.
And the next is the concentrations, perfection of concentrations. While we're listening to the teachings or empowerment instructions, then we listen out of single point, one focus or single pointedly. So that's the perfection of concentration. And this next is the wisdom. Is first listening, then contemplating on the meaning, and then meditate on the meanings. So I think I said a lot of things, but my main intention is to benefit you all my speech. And the top of that, I also normally I always travel to different parts of the world and give teachings. So here I came many times, so I'm about to become a Singaporean. So it's like if I become Singaporean today, maybe that's become a little bit earlier, or if I become a later, then
tomorrow, then little bit later,
become late.
So,
so I'm in that situation. And by taking your time, so after all, I want to mention that we all should be very union and together, and we benefit each other. And to understand what you call the samaya of the Vajrayana, to follow the samaya too. Went through a lot of experience by seeing and by touching and by feelings. When I went in different parts of the world, and I met also different people. I think you all should be very friendly each others and benefit each others. If not, one shouldn't harm to each other. So this what I perceive, what I think. And by living friendly and each other together, then when your friend or what your friends need some help, then if a person have capacity to benefit them, then one must benefit to your friends if you have capable.